RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Our Northeast correspondents are Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, the co-hosts of the RV Family Travel Atlas and Campground of the Week podcasts, and the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you. It's good to be reviewing all these campgrounds.
I know. We've taken over Campground of the Week. We're giving our correspondents a few weeks off, letting them enjoy time with their families. So last week on episode number 34, we took our listeners to Atlantic Oaks in Eastham on Cape Cod in the great state of Massachusetts. Where are we taking our listeners to this week?
Well, we are staying within the great state of Massachusetts, but we are headed all the way to Normandy Farms in Fox.
That sounds great. But before we head into this review, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Progressive Insurance.
Absolutely. Did you know that adding your RV insurance with another Progressive policy like auto, motorcycle, or boat is a great way to save money when you're out there on the road seeing the sights? You can call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV to learn more.
So it's sort of like an insurance value meal.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you're getting an entree, you might as well get fries on the side. You save money.
Make it large.
Listen, this is a crazy campground we're reviewing this week. I mean, I'm really excited to share all about Normandy Farms with our listeners this week. So let's get rolling.
Okay. So many of you might have heard of this campground because truly it has one of the best reputations in the campground industry.
It's a famous campground within the industry. It's an award-winning campground. I've heard of it for 6 years since we started RVing. And every year it's like, oh, we got to get there at some point. We got to get there at some point. Well, we got there.
We did. And I'm going to just give the ending away right now at the beginning and say that it did not disappoint. This is truly a spectacular campground, and we already want to go back.
Spectacular is a great word. And Stephanie, I don't think has ever used the word spectacular to describe anything before, because it's not like you to be hyperbolic. And well, I say spectacular all the time.
You do. But I do like to give credit where credit is due. And I'll just say this overall before we kind of dive into the nitty gritty. There was no detail untended to at this campground. And as someone who has been to hundreds of campgrounds, and we've made a business out of reviewing campgrounds, I have to say that looking around and watching the daily operations and how this campground was managed, I was truly impressed.
Yeah, truly impressed. It was sort of a world unto its own to some degree, right?
Yeah. I mean, you were just like watching this city operate, right? It had a government and everything.
Yeah. And, you know, before the show, you said, do you have a Nobody's Perfect for this episode? And I scratched my head, pulled out my notes, looked at the campground map, went over everything, and I was like, no. I don't have one.
Yeah. Well,
so
I have
you
one,
have
and we'll
one.
Get to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even think of one. And
yeah.
I was really trying.
Okay, so where is this campground, Normandy Farms, located in the great state of Massachusetts?
According to the brochure, it's nestled in between Cape Cod and Boston. So it's about half an hour from Boston. I think they say it's about 90 minutes from Cape Cod.
It took us about an hour and 45 minutes to get there from Cape Cod. It's about 90 miles.
Yeah, so hypothetically, you could day trip into Cape Cod. It would be a drive, but it is a pretty close to Boston. So if you wanted to see some of Boston as well, this is in a pretty good location for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you can easily shoot into the city and still feel like you're a world away from it. So I really like that kind of a balance. All right. So this is a very large campground. It's a private campground. You can use your Good Sam discount card to get 10% off of your stay here at this campground. And it has over 200 sites. I mean, the sites go on forever.
Yeah. And I have to say, some people say, oh, that sounds so big. It doesn't sound cozy. But it's such a big campground that it has sort of different areas. And our section of the campground felt very cozy. So it's a very large campground, but at the same time, it does have those elements of coziness.
I think you just used cozy 10 times.
No, I think it was 3 times. Yeah, I was struggling for a word other than cozy.
Right.
People get scared away by big campgrounds. Some people get scared away by big campgrounds. And I didn't feel overwhelmed by this campground at all.
Right. They use landscaping very strategically here at this campground. So that even though you have these sections of the campground that are actually hosting dozens of RV sites when you count them up, right? And you say like, oh, well, how many are in this row and how many are in this section with us? Because the landscaping is, first of all, very mature. It's well grown in and everything. And also there's lots of tall trees around this campground. So really these sections are very sort of cordoned off, and they use the trees to make you feel like you're not in these just long lines of RVs with
other
people.
Yeah, it does not feel like a huge parking lot, which some big campgrounds feel like, right?
Yeah.
And there's also some terracing there too, right? In terms of the way the buildings are designed, and I'm thinking of that shuffleboard court, which we'll talk more about in a second, where you're overlooking the campground to some degree.
Yeah, the whole campground is actually kind of built on a hill. So there's a higher part of the campground, and then it sort of dips down and goes down to a lower part. And the reason why that helps with, again, this sort of feeling of it not being this overwhelming large sort of city is because a lot of the times when you stay at campgrounds that are very big, they have a parking lot feel to them, right? Flat and going on for a long time. Because of the terracing and the sort of the different levels of the campground, again, that kept that feeling of parking lot from existing.
Yeah, and you mentioned how tall the trees were before, and I actually put a photo up on Instagram you should check out if you dig back maybe 10 or 12 or 15 photos, whatever. And it's of our site at Normandy Farms, and I tried to get all the trees in the picture, and you can see how tall they are. They actually are really huge, shady trees. It's a very wooded campground as well.
Yeah, they've done a great job at keeping that landscape and that natural topography, even with having all these activities and amenities that we're going to talk about.
I have to say Disney-esque in terms of the cleanliness, in terms of the landscaping, and just in terms of how well they're using the land that they have.
Yeah, so let's talk specifically about the sites themselves, okay?
Right. So you mentioned over 200 sites. Most of them are full hookup sites. And we had a really spacious full hookup site in that row. We had like C3 or C4.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the campground.
There was a row of sites, C1 to C5. And then all of the rows around them were also similarly sized. Okay, so these are very long sites.
Very long. We were there with some people that had very big rigs, okay? And they fit in just fine with their rigs and their cars. And there's lots of room for the bikes to be kind of dropped all over the place. And we set up that slack line in between the trees. And there's also huge rocks on each of the sites. Or not every single one, but there was huge rocks on some of the sites that created some separation. And also our boys love those large rocks.
Oh yeah, all the kids were hanging out on that large rock for most of the time we were there. So there's also concrete pads at the site and pea gravel then around the large concrete pad. And the concrete pads are really well maintained and they seemed like brand new.
Yeah. And then there was a grassy area in between each of the pull throughs and the fire pits. Like, you didn't feel crowded. You didn't feel like you were right next to your neighbor's RV, right next to their sewer line. These were really big sites. Now, is every site in the campground huge? No, there are definitely some smaller sites, but most of the pull through sites were really nice and spacious.
Well, yeah, I'm just going to say that my insider tip right now, while we're on the topic, I'm going to say that if you look at the pictures of our site and if you're listening to what we're saying about our site, then go on the map and see where the sites were that we had, because there were tons, literally dozens of sites just like that, similarly sized with nice landscape around.
Or better.
Yeah. So go ahead and look there and say, oh, I want to reserve a site in this area. Okay. Don't go and be surprised if you get one of the back end sites. Like, there's a whole area that's around the playground. And these sites are actually all kind of like quaint and unique, you know? They're these back end sites, and they're all situated at very kind of odd angles and differently. It's definitely not strip center there.
And some of them are kind of exposed to all the buzzing activity too, right? So if you don't want to be like facing the playground, then don't get a site that's facing the playground.
Exactly. So if you want a site like we're talking about, then look at the sites that are in the C row, the E row, the D row, all of those. Don't go up around the playground
into those back end sites. The G. And those also position yourself really close to the recreation lodge, which I really liked. So it is it's a large campground. It's a big piece of property. You could end up really, really far away from the main pools and the recreation lodge, which is sort of like the heartbeat of the campground for us. So the sites we're talking about also position yourself by the pools, the recreation lodge, the adult loft area, yeah, which I didn't even go into.
Right. So we could easily walk to all of those things. Whereas if you go over and you'll see the pull through sites that are on the map that are like in the thousands or like 1300s and 1200s and 1100s, those are similarly sized as the ones we were in, but they are going to be a little bit more of a hike to that recreation lodge. So consider where you want to be on this campground, because it is an enormous campground.
Now, we had a really nice site. We booked the site, I want to say October, we booked this site,
yeah,
November. It's a very popular campground. If you call and try and book a site for next week, you might not get a great site. You know, you do need to plan in advance to get a really nice site at a campground this popular.
Well, it's not just popular. It is a hit with its return guests. You know, the bottom line is that these are families. A lot of them, when you're at this campground, you're probably surrounded by families who return to this campground year after year after year. So guess what, folks? Anytime you have a campground that's really popular that people go back to for their family vacation every year, they have their awesome site picked out.
Right. And there's also, I don't know what percentage of campers here are seasonals. I know there definitely are seasonals here. I mean, the seasonal rates are right here on some of the pamphlets that we have. But that actually says something really nice about the campground. Because at a lot of campgrounds like this, you go to these resort-type campgrounds, there's like this, you know, there's this beautiful sites for the seasonals, and then the people that are just coming in for the weekend kind of get shoved off in a corner somewhere. And then the seasonals have like big decks, and they have like these very elaborate sites, and you kind of feel like you don't belong. I couldn't tell who was a seasonal here and who was just here for the weekend, because I didn't see that kind of like deck building going on and all those things that happen at some campgrounds with lots of seasonals.
Which, yeah, no.
So credit to them for that.
We felt 100% welcome as visitors during the week. Yeah.
And, you know, and by the way, I think it's worth saying, we were there doing a satellite media tour for Go RVing and the RVIA, and they were just incredibly hospitable and to everyone in our party. And it's not just because we were there doing a television thing, but everybody, just a very welcoming atmosphere. And in fact, most of the workers we were interacting with had no idea
No, they wouldn't have known. And I'm telling you, the staffing at this campground were extraordinary, and they were helpful with a million different things, not just like what we're talking about, but I'm talking about when one of our boys lost their goggles at the pool. A camp worker from across the pool was like, oh, are you looking for something? Can I help you? that sort of thing happened over and over again during our stay there. And whenever I see that, I know that that is the direct result of training, not just happenstance that there was a nice teenager there to help me.
There were a lot of college-aged kids on staff, and they were so well-trained, so helpful, so polite, there when you needed them. You know, KOA has their yellow shirts. Normandy Farms has their
green, right?
Their green shirts, you know, and it really was. There was this really large staff there that just, it felt like they were there to help. And it all had sort of this concierge kind of level of service to it, without being like intrusive or obnoxious or like overly like about rules and you know, that kind of feel.
Right. I do want to add in now before we move on that the price range is about $62 to $87 for dollars for full hookups. Okay.
And that depends on the season, and that depends on the level of full hookup site you get.
Right. And then also, if you're not pulling your RV, they do have lean-tos, safari tents, yurts, and cabins for rental. And of course, those prices vary.
And to put in that $62 to $87 price tag per night into perspective, just wait till we start talking about the amenities at this campground, because that price is going to make all the sense in the world.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you want to visit here, what you're going to do is you're going to book far in advance, and you're going to pull the campground map up on the website, and you are going to study this campground map. After hearing this campground of the week, you're going to study the campground map and decide where you want to be so that when you go, you have as amazing of an experience as we had and so many other people have when they go here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So quick, before you go into the amenities, Wi-Fi was free and adequate.
Right. It worked well for us. You were able to do some of our podcasting business with the Wi-Fi.
Not zippity-zippity quick, but totally 100% adequate.
Who has zippity-zippity quick Wi-Fi?
Sometimes.
You know, it's so rare.
Every once in a while. Okay. And another thing that I want to talk about is the fact that you can get food on site.
Yeah, the food on site was really good.
Yeah.
One of our friends we were camping with went and got scallops the first night, like a scallop plate. And he's like, it was really, really good. And so, of course, I had to try the scallops the next day. And their snack bar is run by like a seafood concession.
It is. I think it's called like the Fresh Catch or something. Yeah, like it's a local restaurant.
Yeah, and the seafood the menu was gigantic. Mm-hmm. The seafood was excellent. Salads, sandwiches, soups, hand-scooped ice cream. The food was first class. I'm going to lay this down right now. I've never had better food at a campground.
Yeah.
And that's out of about 200 campgrounds.
Right. Now, all
Stephanie's
of a sudden,
thinking.
My brain's spinning because I don't want to. Well, we had that barbecue. I don't want to get into it, but we did have that
barbecue. That was
barbecue.
Something they did on Friday nights.
Exactly.
At the Fancy Gap KOA. That was like every Friday night. This is like three meals a day. And it was the best food service I've ever experienced at any campground. It was not overpriced. The service was friendly. It was quick. The seating area was nice and shaded. It was by the shuffleboard courts. It was by the pools. We ate there too much, girlfriend.
Wait, you're like, I'm just bringing the kids up to the
snack. You did say too many french fries, because we were getting all the scallop plate, you know, that came with fries. But you were getting salads.
Yeah, they had soups, sandwiches, salads, really every option. And if you wanted to bring Maggie along, or Fido, or
Rover.
Rover, up to the snack bar, they actually had a menu of items for dogs.
Yeah, and every time we went up to eat, the boys were like, we should have brought Maggie. We could have had her, you know, fed her here too. So first class, A++ on the food service at Normandy Farms. Awesome.
All right, now let's talk about the amenities.
Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted gearing up for this.
Yeah, it was hard for us to decide, like, what are you even going to say?
We spent four nights there or five. I think four nights. Mm-hmm. We did not experience everything. I mean, we got in like 30 to 40% of the stuff. The amenities are amazing. So let's get going here.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the organized activities in the next segment.
Oh, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Two playgrounds. We didn't even get to the second one. The main playground, gigantic, beautiful, one of the best five playgrounds I've ever seen at any campground. The boys spent hours and hours there. Lots of tag going on as well, right?
Of course, yep.
All right, now, there was three outdoor pools and one indoor pool. And the indoor pool, the boys fell in love with. It was a bit warmer, so we ended up there almost more than I wanted to end up there. I wanted to be in the outdoor pools out in the sun. But I think that they just thought it was so cool that they had an indoor pool.
Yeah, it was a little warmer. I think that that's it. They're a little wimpy with the cold water, man.
Yeah,
our
we
got
to work on that.
I know. I don't know. Can you train for that? Or
yeah, you throw them in the cold lake.
Well, there was also the jacuzzi.
Three jacuzzis.
Pool. Okay, yeah.
And the kids are not allowed in there. And boy, did that break their hearts, man. They had developed like a psychological complex about that one. So my buddy recommended maybe they should have like a kid's jacuzzi so the kids just stop nagging the parents about
that.
Yeah,
that's not like an actual jacuzzi. It's just like tepid.
And just to describe this recreation center. So you have two outdoor pools. Then you walk in and they have the indoor pool, two jacuzzis, a fitness center, the adult loft area, the arcade, a huge open room for different types of group activities. There's a lot going on just
always.
In that recreation center.
Always. And there's always a bunch of staff there to help you get whatever you need in that recreation center too. Because believe me, I was in there a lot and I was always able to get what I needed.
For instance, one day you had been with the kids a bunch and I said, hey, why don't you take half an hour? Because, you know, just have a little bit of you time because you'd been working hard and go do the hot tub and the sauna. And it's like the hot tub and sauna at a really nice Hilton or something.
Well, they have like adult hours. So it was adult swim from 8 to 9.
Yeah, no, we didn't get to try the wellness center. Okay. There's outside, there's basketball courts, bocce courts. I didn't even see the bocce courts.
Yeah, they're like in between. Well, yeah. we haven't introduced the boys to bocce yet, but we did teach them a new game while we were here, shuffleboard. Okay. So they saw the shuffleboard courts because they're terraced, like you said before, above the pool. And also the snack bar is right there. And they were like, well, how do you play this? Well, I'm telling you, it was so easy to go in the rec center to get they had all the equipment there and they had a very nice person at all times sitting there saying, oh, what can I get you?
Notice that Stephanie doesn't know what to call the equipment in shuffleboard.
No,
the shuffler.
That was the equipment for any of the games.
Right.
You could go in there and request it. And
what
they just
you
took your sight
stick?
Down. I don't know, the stick and
the
discs, right?
The discs and the shuffle stick.
Yeah. So then the boys learned how to play shuffleboard and they loved it and they were begging us to play it the whole time. We played so many rounds of shuffleboard.
We probably played four times and you could get your dinner at the snack bar, walk your dinner over to the shuffleboard court because there was picnic tables right in the shuffleboard area and you could kind of like, you know, eat your dinner a little bit, play some shuffleboard. We loved that. You wanted to talk about the disc golf course, which we didn't play, but you looked at.
Well, I just felt like at this campground, there are, you know, there are things that they have that other campgrounds have. So you might be used to seeing something like, oh, disc golf, right? Or I was thinking another thing like horseshoes. Other campgrounds say that they have these things. But then you go to Normandy Farms and they don't just have them. They have a version where it's like a separate state park sized disc golf course, like a business disc golf course. It's enormous, full sized, amazing whole court. And like you could spend hours playing disc golf there.
Yeah, like it is like county park quality. And then also the other game you mentioned.
The horseshoes.
The horseshoe court was unbelievable.
Yeah, like it was not just a couple of horseshoe pits. It was actually entirely it's out in the open, but it had these shaded areas above your head for when you're tossing your horseshoes, like so you don't get too, you know, sunny or something.
It's like they want to take everything that other campgrounds have and take it over the top.
Yeah.
And it really was amazing. The dog park was gigantic.
Gigantic.
It was the second best dog park I've ever seen next to James Island County Park, which just has an advantage on being a county park and having county park real estate. This dog park was huge. It was totally shaded. They actually do kenneling there. So Maggie had a great run around at this dog park.
And they had a bike, like a BMX kind of like bike, I don't know, park. They call it a bike park.
Yeah, with ramps.
But it had ramps.
I mean,
like you could take your
boardwalks.
Bike in there and you could ride it along the boardwalk and everything. It was
Our friend Joe went there and he said he started to kind of get into the groove and have fun. And he said, I'm going to try a jump. And he tried a jump and he went thump.
Yeah.
But there's an attendant there and everything. And look, we're just scratching the surface. This is like, that's half the list of stuff there. Those are just the things that we saw and experienced.
Yeah, there's a softball field. There's a volleyball court. It is, I would be hard pressed to come up with a sport or recreative pastime that they don't have
there. To your point before, lots of campgrounds say they have horseshoes, right? And it's like one horseshoe pit and there's grass growing around it and there's sand that somebody put there like,
and you
eight,
have to, like
8 seasons ago.
And you have to bring your own horseshoes, which nobody travels with.
It's just like dumpy, right? Yeah. Everything here is pristine. Everything here is just like brand, it looks brand new. It looks beautiful.
There's attendants there to give you the well-maintained equipment, the Gaga ball court, right? There was the Gaga ball for the boys, which is their favorite.
For instance, the basketball court. Look, the last campground we reviewed last week, Atlantic Oaks, they had a basketball hoop. It was dusty. It was just shoved over in the corner. I mean, the boys played there for hours and had a great time, and we loved that campground. But this had like a full court, like a paved full court that's fenced in. Like you could play 5-on-5 there and play full court basketball. And so there were teenagers there who were having serious pickup basketball games. So, you know, our boys are younger now, but it makes me think when they're 13, 14 and like they don't, you know, they want to play some serious baseball, some serious basketball. This is a great campground for teenagers as well.
All right. So that is our review of the sites and the amenities at Normandy Farms Campground in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Now, when we come back, we are going to talk about the organized activities there because that is a huge deal at this campground. And we're also going to talk about some things you can do in the area.
Fun and family. It's what Jayco has been focused on for generations. From the first camping trailer that rolled off the production line on founder Lloyd Bontrager's farm in 1968 to today, when Jayco, now the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is building everything from camping trailers up to gas Class A motorhomes.
With a blend of old world Amish craftsmanship and innovative technology, Jayco builds more value into their RVs than any other manufacturer in the industry, with more standard features and the best 2-year warranty offered. Visit Jayco's website at jayco.com or your closest Jayco dealer for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. That was our review of Normandy Farms Campground in Foxborough, Massachusetts. We talked about the sites. We talked about the amenities. Now we're going to talk about the organized activities and some things to do in the area. Now, we are sitting here staring at the organized activity list for the week we were there, and it's crazy. I have never seen such a jam-packed activity list at any other campground other than some of the absolute best Yogi Bear's Jellystone Parks that we've been at. So we were there on like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We left Friday, I think. So just to give you an example, on Wednesday, this is not Saturday or Sunday, this is Wednesday, there were 27 organized activities. All right, now, either we or our friends kind of participated in maybe 4 or 5 of them. So there was organized Gaga Ball, which our boys love Gaga Ball.
Yeah, really affordable way. Campground owners out there to make some kids really happy is to put up a Gaga ball court.
Yeah, and the kids that ran it kept it organized. They kept the rules going. It was fun. It was about an hour long, I think, the Gaga ball.
Most of their sports activities for the younger kids were a half hour. Okay. Some of them were an hour.
Okay, yeah, Gaga ball was half an hour, exactly. All right, our boys did dodgeball out on an open field, which they had a blast doing dodgeball. Our friends, our friend and her daughter went to the arts and crafts, and there was like a dollar fee for that or something like that. But then there's also things like kids yoga. There's a ping pong tournament. There's pickleball. There's parachute play. There's adult yoga. There's aqua zumba.
Yeah, I want to point out, the most important thing about this activity schedule is that it truly is 100% an all ages activity schedule. So there are things for the very young kids, right? For 3 and 4 year olds. And there's little games that they can do like the parachute play or something like that. But then there's all these activities for teens and adults, like water volleyball. And it says on the activity sheet exactly what age group is allowed to do every activity. And let me tell you something, that is what I'm talking about when I talk about the management of this campground. Because the bottom line is the boys had our older two, Max and Theo, had a fantastic time playing capture the flag. But you know what? They wouldn't have if there had been a bunch of 3 and 4 year olds there within the game. That's just the reality of the situation. So it's nice that they just put that out there. They let you know what age group. Now, they also had exercise classes every single morning for adults while we were staying there. So during the week, there's exercise classes for adults. There's also different classes at night, like one of our friends, she did one of those painting classes at night where you pay, mm-hmm. I think she paid $20, and you get to get an entire couple of hours of an art class with an artist standing there walking you through
Amazing.
How to do a painting.
And there's also family activities. So there's family shuffleboard. So the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's not the same every day. I mean, there's some overlap, or maybe there's goggleball one day, goggleball the next. There's just a wide variety of things going on at this campground. And your point was great. It's for all ages, for the youngest kids to the oldest adults.
Yeah, and tournaments too. I mean, the ping pong tournament that was going on one time when I walked through the rec center, there was like younger kids there, 5, 6, 7 doing it. And there were some older like teenagers and adults. And let me tell you something that looked serious. And again, the nice part is that there were camp staff sitting there keeping score, you know, maintaining
rules. There's a
large
rules. Staff, yeah. I wish I was in that ping pong tournament because I'm pretty good.
Oh, are you? Well, you missed it, so.
Oh, are you? You've
I
known
don't know.
Me since I was like 10.
I'm sorry. I guess I've never
You've
really
never
been
seen that ping pong side of it.
Ping pong. Okay, recover. Let's move on.
Oh, I'm speechless right now. All right, now area attractions. Let's just be honest here. We were there doing the satellite media tour for Go RVing, and we were at the campground. We barely left the campground. Now, there are things to do in the area, but it is a resort-style, destination-style campground. I don't know that you're going there to do things in the immediate area, but there are some absolute key exceptions to that, right? So Boston is close by. If you want to explore Boston, there's only maybe one other good campground that's going to get you this close. This is a great option for exploring Boston. Now, in there, camp store. They also have all the pamphlets, all the information, all the maps, all the NPS leaflets for all of the Boston historical sites as well. So you're going to be able to get all the information there and some concierge type service in terms of getting into Boston. Now, also Gillette Stadium and Patriot Place are right up the road, right? I mean, they're just a few miles away. So you're going to see, you could see the New England Patriots and camp there right now. Obviously, it's going to be hard to get a site, right?
When they're playing, yeah, I bet that campground's jamming.
Oh, absolutely. But here's another idea. How about a New England Revolution Major League Soccer game combined with some camping at Normandy Farms? I would absolutely love to do that. In fact, when we go back, I want to time it around an MLS game.
Yeah, and there's also tons of other like shopping in that in
right.
Patriot Place too. Like I happen to go and stock up at the Trader Joe's before we left.
We
for
were
our
thrilled
next
to see a Trader Joe's there. We had an emergency clothing situation. We had a wardrobe malfunction situation, and we had to go get some clothes. So we went to the Bass Pro Shop, okay, which is like evil for us to say. And I wore my Cabela shirt in there, and I got the evil eye.
No, you didn't get the evil eye. You got like comments.
I got 2 comments about my Cabela shirt in there, but I wore it loud and proud. Thank you, Cabela, for supporting RVFTA. And we just had to go there and get a shirt. So lots of other shopping. There's museums nearby. There's casinos nearby. You could day trip into Newport, Rhode Island. You could day trip into Plymouth. Cape Cod's a bit of a hike, but if you're staying at Normandy Farms for the week, you could certainly go to Cape Cod for the day. But to some degree, it all comes back to this amazing campground for me more than anything else.
Oh, sure. I mean, this is truly a family experience. Like, this is the sort of, you know, some people say, oh, it's so nice to go out into the middle of nowhere and unwind and relax and kind of like take a break with the family and reconnect. Well, in a way, sometimes a place like this is the perfect spot to do that because, you know, like when you can play games with your kids and you can go and visit the horseshoes and learn how to play shuffleboard with them. Like I don't, in a way, even though this was such a modern place, I kind of felt transported back in time, like where, you know, like almost like those like camps in the Adirondacks that you see, like families used to go there for the summer and like spend the whole summer there swimming. Yeah. And, you know, I felt like it was that.
It's also worth saying too, you know, we used this as sort of a gateway into New England because after Normandy Farms, we headed up to Acadia National Park. So if you're heading into some of the great spots in New England on an RV trip, I would stop at Normandy Farms on your way further north or on your way home.
And I know we will in the future, too, because we just loved it there. We were so busy while we were staying there, and we were like, we want to do over.
Yeah. Are you ready for a little bonus? Something
okay,
we never... Now, look, on their brochure, they have their family story. And I just accidentally kind of just read this right before we started recording. And it was fascinating. So it's just, it's really short. I'm going to read it to you. So it's our story for Normandy Farms. Our ancestor, Francis Daniels, was born on June 22, 1723 in the province of Normandy, France. While serving in the French army, Francis was captured by colonial privateers and brought to Massachusetts, where the young prisoner was a source of income to the privateers. On June 6, 1759, after years of working, Francis Daniel was deeded 53 acres of land for £7, 18 shillings. From dairy to chickens, then raising sheep, the family has adopted to the changing needs of the economy. Now the 7th, 8th, and 9th generation are contributing to New England's finest family camping resort, a tradition since 1971. How many other campgrounds out there do you think have that kind of history where their founder was basically kidnapped and brought from Normandy, France, over to Massachusetts?
And they built a campground for us.
What a family story. My goodness.
Well, thank you so much to Normandy Farms for providing us with such a wonderful family experience at your campground. We had a great time. We can't wait to come back. And thank you also to Progressive for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for a fun road trip this summer and love country music, point your RV towards Wisconsin and head over to the Country Thunder Music Festival in Twin Lakes on July 21st. Through the 24th. The Progressive RV is going to be on site with fun activities and opportunities to win some great prizes. For more information, visit wisconsin.countrythunder.com.
The older I get, the more I like country music.
I know you do.
Also, big thanks to our friends at Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, head on over to jayco.com, and they have all their 2017s up, or almost all their 2017s up, if you want to check out the lineup of RVs for next year.
Yeah, happy shopping, right?
Happy RV shopping, everybody.
All right, we'll see you at the campground.
Hey, we'll see you at the campground.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.